Multi-wavelength observations of SWIFT J0243.6 plus 6124 from 2017 to 2022, by Wei Lu et al. We have obtained optical spectroscopy and photometry data during 4 years after the event. The long-term photometric light curve and the equivalent widths of the HALFA and EI-6678 lines were used to monitor the state of the B-star disk. The HALFA line profiles show evidence for VR variability that was accounted for by fitting the HALFA spectral line profile with two Gaussian functions. We divided our data into three phases according to the intensity of the X-ray, optical, and infrared emission. Phase 1 covers the rise and decay of the giant X-ray outburst that took place in October to November 2017. We interpret Phase 2 as the dissipation of the B-star equatorial disk and Phase 3 as its recovery. The timescale of a complete formation and dissipation process is about 1250 days. The epoch when the dissipation process stopped and the reformation period began is estimated to be around MJD 58530. We find a delay of about 100 to 200 days between the minimum of the optical or infrared intensity and the strength of the HALFA line after the X-ray outburst, which may indicate that the dissipation of the disk begins from the inner parts. The motion of the density perturbation inside the disk is prograde, with a VR quasi period of about 4 years. The source shows a positive correlation in the BV color index versus V band magnitude diagram, which implies that the system is seen at a small or moderate inclination angle. This was multi-wavelength observations of SWIFT J0243.6 plus 6124 from 2017 to 2022, by Wei Lu et al.